list of massacres and mishaps at Mecca. The Holy Quran has called Mecca and its surroundings Baladul Amin, or the safe and secure land. Islam decreed its inviolability, especially during the annual Hajj, specifying that neither an insect should be harmed by a pilgrim in the state of Ihram, nor should such a person uproot any vegetation from the ground, let alone hunting an animal or bird. Yet throughout history, a long line of tyrants, beginning with the accursed Yazid of the godless Umayyad regime to the present ungodly Wahhabi Saudi clan of Najd, which is in occupation of Hejaz since 1925, have violated the commandments of God Almighty to shed innocent Muslim blood in Mecca and its sacred environs, even during the annual Hajj. Imam Hussein, peace upon him, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on learning that assassins with swords and daggers concealed inside the pilgrim garb had been sent by Yazid from Damascus for shedding his blood, decided to leave Mecca from the plain of Arafat on 9th of Zilhijjah in 60 AH or 680 AD and headed towards Iraq so that innocent blood would not be spilled on this sacred soil. Nonetheless, 3 years later, before death cut short his tyrannical life, Yazid's army, after a general massacre in Medina, attacked Mecca and hurled fire and brimstone at the Holy Kaaba, damaging it and killing Muslims within its precincts. In 73 AH, corresponding to 692 AD, another Umayyad army, and this time sent by the self-styled Caliph Abdul Malik ibn Marwan under the command of the bloodthirsty Yusuf ben Hajjaj, attacked Mecca, destroyed the Holy Kaaba, and massacred many of its people. In the subsequent centuries, Mecca was attacked by the heretical Qaramita cult, which removed the sacred black stone and took it away until it was recovered and reinstalled at the Holy Kaaba 27 years later. Hejaz, including Mecca, Medina, and the Red Sea port city of Jeddah, traditionally governed by the Hashemite Sharifs, claiming descent from the Prophet, was taken over in 973 AD by the Fatimids, who 2 centuries later, in 1173 AD, lost it to the Ayyubids, followed by the takeover by the Mamluks of Egypt around 1265 AD, and finally the switching of allegiance to Sharifs to the Ottomans in 1517 AD. However, the most black, bleak, and bloody period in the history of Mecca and Hejaz started with the first Wahhabi occupation of the Land of Revelation from 1803 to 1813, followed over a century later by the second and most blasphemous occupation in 1925 by the desert brigand from Najd, Abdul Aziz ibn Saud, a British protege whose American-backed sons have continued to control the holy cities with even more sacrilegious means till this day by destroying the Islamic heritage and spilling the blood of Muslims. Last year's stampede in Mina was indeed a ghastly tragedy, which, in the words of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, was worsened because of sheer indifference of the Saudi security forces to the plight of the pilgrims and their packing of the dead and the wounded in airtight containers that multiplied the casualties. Over 3,000 Hajj pilgrims, including some 500 Iranian Muslims, died or were killed by the Wahhabi murderers. This was preceded last year by the suspicious falling of a heavy giant crane perilously near to the Holy Kaaba, killing some 109 unsuspecting pilgrims in the sacred Grand Mosque. The regime said 107 people died and double that number were injured, but researchers dispute the figures in view of the lies and deception of the brutal Wahhabi clique, which is the main prop behind the Takfiri terrorists destabilizing Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and other countries these days by masquerading as puritanical Muslims. Ever since its occupation of Mecca and Medina 90 years ago, the Najdi Saudi clan has not hesitated to kill pilgrims to the House of God in the same as its members used to loot the caravans of Hajj pilgrims in the previous centuries before the British set up the spurious entity called Saudi Arabia in 1932. Here is a timeline of some of the tragic incidents during the annual Hajj pilgrimage that draws over 2 million Muslims from around the world. Year 2006. On January 6th, 76 people died when a hotel collapsed in the center of the holy city of Mecca. 6 days later, on 12th of January, 364 pilgrims were killed in a stampede during the stoning ritual of the symbolic devils in Mina. Year 2005. On 22nd of January, 3 pilgrims were trampled to death in a stampede at the stoning ceremony in Mina. Year 2004. On 1st of February, 251 people were killed in a stampede at Mina. Year 2003. On February 11th, 14 pilgrims, including 6 women, were trampled to death on the first day of the stoning ritual at Mina because of lack of necessary arrangements, including law and order, by the Wahhabi hordes. On 5th of March, 35 pilgrims, including 23 women, were crushed to death at the ritual in Mina. Year 1998, on April 9th, more than 111 people were killed and 180 others injured in a stampede at Mina. Year 1997, on April 15th, a fire caused by a gas stove ripped through a camp housing pilgrims at Mina, killing 343 and injuring around 1,500 pilgrims. Year 1995, on May 7th, 3 people died and 99 were injured when a fire broke out at the Mina encampment. Year 1994, on May 24th, over 270 people were killed in a stampede during the stoning of the devils in Medina. Year 1990, on July 2nd, a huge stampede in a tunnel leading from Mina to Mecca, after failure in its ventilation system, resulted in the death of 1,426 pilgrims, mainly from the subcontinent countries of Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. Year 1989. On July 10th, a twin attack outside the Grand Mosque killed 1 and wounded 16. The blame was put on 16 innocent Kuwaiti Shia Muslims who were immediately put on trial at a kangaroo court and martyred. year 1987. On July 31st, a peaceful rally staged by Iranian and other pilgrims observing the Quranic commandment of Bara'at min al-Mushrikeen, or disavowal of disbelievers, in order to condemn the anti-Islamic policies of the US and the illegal Zionist entity, was brutally attacked by Saudi security forces, resulting in the martyrdom of over 400 people, including 275 Iranians. This crime against humanity was denounced by the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and led to a rupture of diplomatic ties between Iran and Saudi regime for 3 years. Year 1979, on November 20th, hundreds of gunmen protesting the hegemony of the rival Najdi Wahhabi Saudi clan over the holy cities barricaded themselves inside the Grand Mosque where many pilgrims were stranded. Instead of negotiations for release of pilgrims and peaceful end to the crisis, the Saudi forces invited French and other non-Muslim mercenaries to attack Islam's holiest site, resulting in the death of 153 people and injury to 560 others. Year 1975, December. A huge fire started by a gas canister exploding in a pilgrim camp close to Mecca killed 200 people and injured hundreds of others. In view of this gross mismanagement of the Hajj pilgrimage by the occupiers of the Holy Land, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in his historic message broadcast to world Muslims on Monday, September 5th, said, "Because of these rulers' oppressive behavior towards God's guests, the world of Islam must fundamentally reconsider the management of the two holy places and the issue of Hajj. Negligence in this regard will confront the Islamic Ummah with more serious problems in the future." He further said, "Muslim brothers and sisters, this year, enthusiastic and sincere Iranian pilgrims are absent from the Hajj ceremonies, but they are spiritually present among the pilgrims from different parts of the world, and they are concerned about them, and they pray that the evil progeny of the Taghut do not succeed in harming them." Ayatollah Khamenei added, "The fitna-promoting rulers who, by forming and arming wicked takfiri groups, have plunged the world of Islam into civil wars, murdering and injuring the innocent and shed blood in Yemen, Iraq, the Levant, Libya and other countries, the godless politicians who have extended the hand of friendship towards the Zionist regime, have closed their eyes on the Palestinian sufferings and heart-rending tragedies and have spread their oppression and betrayal to the cities and villages of Bahrain, the irreligious and unconscionable rulers who gave rise to the great tragedy in Mena, and in the name of being servants of the two holy places, sacrificed divine sanctity and God's guests on the day of Eid in Mena and in Masjid al-Haram shortly before that. These same people are now claiming the need to avoid politicizing Hajj and are accusing others of the great sins that they themselves have committed and caused."